All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Things have really been a struggle this season for the Denver Broncos, as this will mark the first time since 2010 that the Broncos will not be postseason bound following Denver's 33-10 loss last night on the road at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Broncos were eliminated from wild card contention, and this is a far cry from what we saw last year as Denver won their third Super Bowl championship in franchise history. But make no mistake about it, the Broncos are still a good team. They just need a little bit of tweaking. You look at this defense, which is ranked number six overall in the National Football League, and you look at some of the playmakers on that side of the ball. You have outside linebacker Von Miller, that is one of the best pass rushers in the league. You have an up-and-coming pass rusher and outside linebacker Shane Ray. You still have the veteran presence of outside linebacker DeMarcus Ware, should he decide to return in 2017. You look at the secondary with the likes of safety TJ Ward and cornerback Chris Harris, and you look at this defensive line with the likes of Derek Wolfe, and the Broncos are still a good defensive team. The problem with Denver has been this year on the offense. Denver is 26th overall in offense this season in the National Football League. And first and foremost, you look at the quarterback position, because John Elway, the Broncos executive VP of football operations, allowed Brock Osweiler to leave in free agency, and you cannot blame Elway for doing that. Elway did want to bring Osweiler back, but the Houston Texans offered Osweiler 4 years and $72 million, and Osweiler is not a big-time quarterback as far as deserving a lofty paycheck like that, and I don't blame Elway at balking at the notion of giving him all of that money. Now, Denver did use a first-round pick this past spring on quarterback Paxton Lynch, while Trevor Siemian got the majority of the reps this season for Denver, and he has passed for more than 3,000 yards, while he has thrown 16 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions. And his completion percentage has come down as the season has progressed. A lot of that is due to the fact that Denver has had issues all season long running the ball, as Devontae Booker is their leading carrier this season with just 555 yards. Now, Elway has to sit down and do some real thinking now, because is Siemian or Lynch the long-term solution for him at quarterback this CR for going forward in the short future? Or is he going to do what he did a few years ago when Peyton Manning was released by the Indianapolis Colts, and he spent 4 years with the Denver Broncos, and under his tutelage at quarterback, the Broncos were able to reach the Super Bowl on two different occasions. Now, there's a lot of speculation that the Dallas Cowboys are set to part with quarterback Tony Romo in the offseason after the emergence of rookie quarterback Dak Prescott. And I'll tell you like this, Romo and Denver are a perfect marriage. I mean, right now, the Broncos still have to work on their running game, but we've seen from John Elway what he can do as far as putting together a championship team, and I guarantee you he could sit down and talk to a veteran quarterback such as Romo and woo him into coming to Denver. So I think right now it's time for the Broncos to take a step back, and I think they're going to have a very effective offseason between free agency, trades, and especially the NFL draft. I think Denver is going to find a way to get this running game going. You look at a lot of quality running backs that are heading into the 2016 NFL draft, such as Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, and if the Broncos are unable to get their hands on one of those guys, there are still plenty of other quality backs that are coming out this season as they look to fix that running game. Also want to work on the quarterback position, but I guarantee you, if Denver can get this offense fixed with the playmakers that they have on defense and the style of aggressive defense that defensive coordinator Wade Phillips likes to run, this Broncos team is going to be right back in the playoffs in 2017, and they are once again going to be a force to be reckoned with. So it's one step back right now for the Broncos in 2016, but if Elway can do his thing in the offseason, I guarantee you the future is once again going to look bright in the Rocky Mountains. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from week number 16 in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.